Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy always had dirt under his fingernails. I guess that was the way everyone could tell. He was an honest working man. He made his living off the land. And every Sunday he came here and prayed for rain. He prayed for rain. He'd say, Holy Father, water, holy water, release the seed for the children. Oh, not so much for me. In your name, I pray for rain. Moses never set foot in the promised land, but he still walked on faith right to the end. And on the day that Daddy went home, I knew Moses wasn't alone. As I stood on broken ground, I prayed.
That is Pray for Rain by Austin Hicks. You can check him out at austinhicks.net. He is a great Christian singer, country music singer. I know you'll really enjoy the rest of his music that he's got. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew. Thank you all so much for joining me on another program. I apologize for the last show we had. We were having a huge weight loss show. Some people from The Biggest Loser came on, People Magazine, things like that, and we had bad connection problems, but we are going to have them back on again, so just stay tuned with us, and we're really looking forward to having those guys back on. They were just true inspirational people, so we're really looking forward to that. I hope everyone is having a great day. We're down here in South Georgia fighting some tornadoes and bad weather, so we'll hope to get through this together, and I do appreciate you guys joining us, so I really do appreciate it, and I hope you're looking forward to the Super Bowl on Sunday. I know I am. I cannot wait for the Ravens and 49ers, even though they beat the Falcons. I still have to give them credit. So there you go. we have a great show today, everyone, and I am so pleased to welcome this guest to the show, actor Kevin Sorbo. You've seen him as the incredible Hercules over many, many years, also as Captain Dylan Hunt on Andromeda, and now in the new film, Abel's Field, which stars Kevin Sorbo, Samuel Davis, and Richard Dillard. I'm so pleased to welcome him to the show today, Mr. Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, how are you?
I'm excellent. Good to be here. I hope you guys are hanging in there good, because I know that kind of weather. I've been through it all the years I grew up in Minnesota, so I know it's not it's something fun and exciting about storms, but at the same time, they're pretty scary.
Yeah, you're kind of looking out the window hoping you don't see something out your window. Yeah.
I know.
It definitely is. And Kevin, are you looking forward to the Super Bowl? Who are you going for?
You know, I'm an NFC guy, so I'll pull for the 49ers. I grew up with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm still a fan of the Vikings. You know, they had a big improvement this year. At least they made it to the playoffs. You know, they improved by 7 games over last year. And, you know, I'm still shocked over Baltimore. I mean, they've got a good team, but you look at the stats overall in the year, San Francisco's like, you know, second, third, or fourth in almost every stat, and the Ravens are 12th, 13th, or 14th, or 15th in every stat. But, they sort of peaked at the right time, and that miracle win over the Broncos. If I was a gambling man, I would have lost out in 3 of those 4 games on that one of those final weekends. I was wrong with them. I was wrong with the – with the Packers. The only team I picked out right that weekend was the Patriots.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I have to be honest. I mean, Kaepernick is a beast. I mean, I'm a huge Falcons fan. I was at the game when they lost the other week, and it was heartbreaking. But the 49ers.
Tough loss. That was a tough loss. You know, I mean, it was. The Falcons got a great team too, and it's just it was just amazing. Like that guy for a rookie quarterback is unbelievable, and he a totally opposite plan what they had the week before. You know, when he ran all over the Packers, and this time he only had like 2 rushes the whole game, and killed him with their arm, his arm. You know, he's got a great arm for a young kid.
Absolutely, he really does. And it's going to be a great Super Bowl, regardless. It really is.
Kevin, I want a close game. I hope it's a good fight all the way through.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm not a big fan of the blowout, so let's hope it's not that.
Oh no, you know, I got to tell you, the last 10 years overall, the Super Bowl has been pretty good.
Yeah, it has. I definitely give it that. It's definitely been good. It really
yeah.
has. Kevin, you just released a new film, and it was just released on January 22nd, called Abel's Field. And I was telling you a minute ago before we went on the air that I absolutely love this film. There's not many films that will really draw you in like this one does. And it's you and Samuel Davis, of course, and a brilliant film. Tell us about Abel's Field.
Well, you know, I hooked up with the director, Gordy Hochstad, and Tor Knaus, who's the producer on it. I ended up being an exec producer on it. They came to me, my gosh, it's probably 5.5, 6 years ago. We met in a small little breakfast restaurant in Santa Monica and had a nice talk about it. I already read the script. I said, guys, I'm on board. At the time, we didn't have one penny. There was nothing going, you know. We just kind of, you know, it was from the bottom of the floor, and we kind of fought and clawed our way to try to raise the money. It's a small independent film. We ended up raising about $2 million between the 3 of us through investors and people, you know, God-fearing people that wanted to put out a faith-based movie out there. And we shot it 1.5 years ago in just outside of Austin, Texas, a little town called Thrall, Texas, which population about 700, and 650 of them show up for Friday night high school football games to pretty much the crazy football fans there in Texas. And it was, you know, it was just a wonderful, wonderful written script. I was drawn to the character, obviously. I liked the journey this guy had to go through and what he had to do. I don't want to give too much away, obviously, for people, but, you know, here's a man that he found God through his travels, through his journeys, through his just, you know, being a wandering soul across the states. And he knew that God had forgiven him for his past, but as most of us probably go through in our lives or can relate to, we may feel that God forgave us for something, but we have a hard time forgiving ourselves.
That's exactly right, and I thought that was such a great, so important during the movie, such a great message. And you know, being an actor, and of course, you know, you're going by the script, and you're going by things like that. But personally, for you, what was it like working on this movie with Samuel Davis? What did you take out of it?
You know, Samuel was a young actor. He was only in his second movie ever that he's ever done in his life. He's a student there at the University of Texas. He's a senior this year. And, you know, he came in with his eyes wide open. He was ready to work and get down and take, you know, advice. And I've been around the block a few times between Hercules and Andromeda and about 45 movies under my belt. I feel very blessed and very fortunate to keep going in this crazy business. And I'll tell you, he was like an old pro out there. He was great to work with. He was, you know, our chemistry was awesome together. I know he just moved out to L.A. here soon when he finishes up his degree to keep pursuing acting. And I think he's going to have a long and wonderful career. But, You know, it was. I worked with an amazing crew. I mean, it was just a small crew. Like I said, when you get a small budget like that, $2 million sounds like a lot of money to people. But trust me, when you know, you take a movie like Avatar, they spent $600,000 a day. You know, so it's like,
right.
We were small potatoes to them, and I tell you, it looks like a much bigger movie on the screen. We just had a wonderful screening of it at a theater in Tribeca in New York City this past Saturday, and the crowd went crazy for it. And you know, the response has been nothing short of amazing and wonderful. It's a great story. It's a good family story, and people will get into it.
You're absolutely right. Just like I said a minute ago, it's such a great film, and I absolutely loved watching it myself. And I'm not going to give too much away either, but people do learn about forgiveness and trust and everything else. What do you hope, Kevin, that people will learn from Abel's Field and what they will take out of it?
Well, you know, I hope they take out the message that was in there, that, you know, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're doing in your life, because, you know, you're dealing with a kid he's a high school kid, and you're also dealing with, you know, a character like mine, which comes out of the Bible. And I said, you know, the right road to take is usually the toughest. And, you know, it's easy to, there's so many other decisions and choices we can make. But, you know what, you always have a choice. You have a choice, and people think they don't have choices. Yeah, you do, and it's really up to just, you know, sucking it up and going for it, and not being crazy about you know, saying woe is me and, you know, everybody else. It's everybody else's fault that my life didn't turn out the way it was. You know, it's not true. You got to look in the mirror. It's the person in the mirror that you got to look at, and you got to just accept life for what it is, and you can push past the problems in your life and stop letting other people set your limitations.
Well, I completely agree with you, and that's so true throughout life. And I recommend, like I said, I recommend everyone to pick up this Abel's Field in stores nationwide, and of course online Amazon.com. And I know that you will not regret it. As I have it right in front of me, I'm going to pop it in the DVD player and watch it again this evening. I can't wait to watch it again. And Kevin, I know we're running out of time, but I was checking out your website, and I've also purchased your book, A True Strength. And I want to talk about that for a second, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. We got some time. No worries.
Okay. True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal, and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. And by the way, I want to mention that Hercules was so popular in its viewers, it passed Baywatch. So congratulations on that.
We did. We became the most watched TV show in the world during our fourth year, and we held on to that for, you know, last 4 years of its seven-year run. We're very fortunate. It was a great crew. I worked down there in New Zealand for 7 years. Everybody I worked with went on to work on Lord of the Rings. They all won Academy Awards for, you know, makeup, wardrobe, the, you know, visual effects, all that stuff. So it's pretty neat to be part of something like that. But I had an illness between seasons 5 and 6 on Hercules. I was coming back from New Zealand to work on a movie, and I was actually going to be shooting in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was ended up being replaced. It was a movie called Black Dog. I was replaced by Patrick Swayze. And what happened, I went to see my doctor here in L.A. because I kept having problems with my left arm. I couldn't figure out what was going on, and he found a lump in my left shoulder. He wanted to do a biopsy on it. Well, before he had the chance to do a biopsy, what that lump ended up being was an aneurysm, and it had opened up and sent hundreds and hundreds of clots into my left arm. And unfortunately, 3 of those clots worked their way into my brain. I suffered 3 strokes. And the studio kept very quiet. You know, on one hand, I was very lucky. I mean, obviously, 3 bullets to the brain like that, I could have been killed instantly or been in a wheelchair, could have been, you know, without speech, all that. Rest of my life. But 2 of the strokes went to my balance center. 1 went to my vision. I still have a 10% loss of vision in both eyes. And my wife bothered me for years to finally write this book to talk about my recovery. It took me 3 full years to feel 100% again. And it was a long road to go from a guy that was in better shape than, you know, most guys 15 years younger than me. And I was in my 30s. And all of a sudden to have something that I always thought just happened to older people, you know. And it was quite brutal, and I you know, I kind of recount everything that happened, and I made the book a very positive journey to tell people that you know, they don't have to let these roadblocks control their lives. You know, I mean, I've been speaking at neurological institutes, hospitals, bookstores. I'm meeting people that not only stroke survivors, but they're, you know, cancer survivors and heart attack victims and all these people that, you know, had these different things happen to them, that come up to me and say this book has motivated them to work harder to get themselves better, because the doctors told me a lot of things that they ended up being quite wrong on. That's why I call what they do, it's called a practice for a reason. Yes, they help save my life, but at the same time, they don't know everything, and it really comes up to the individual to find their own true strength, hence the title of the book, to push past those barriers and push past what they think they can or cannot do.
Right. Like I said, a fantastic book, Kevin. And like I've always heard about actors, that working the job never quits. You're always on the job, 7 days a week sometimes. And how having those strokes, I think that's amazing how you're still able to work. How were you able to, I guess, mentally and physically still work, even though that happened to you?
Well, I had 4 months off to do that movie I was supposed to be doing. Obviously, I had to drop out of the movie, so I spent the next four months in rehab learning to balance myself again, because I couldn't even stand up. I just kept falling over. And it was a long road just with that alone. By the time I got down to New Zealand, I went from a 14-hour workday down to 1 hour a day for those first few months, and slowly just working up 2 hours a day and 3 hours a day as the months went by. But it took a long time. They had to work around me. They had to do stunt casting, which is, you know, they bring in other actors that people will know. They make stories about them. Clip shows where I would just maybe do one or two scenes in the whole hour episode. And what they would do would just have me just sit there and say, hey, remember when I fought the Hydra? And they would show a Hydra clip from a previous episode when I was healthy. So it was a long road to get back. By the end of season 7, which is 2 years after my strokes, I was back up to about 8-9 hours a day. So they could do pretty full episodes in. But as I said, I still had dizzy spells and migraines and vertigo problems. I had all kinds of things that took about 3 years before I felt like I was able to feel like I'm normal again. I still have, you know, repercussions, but I passed every physical exam they've thrown at me for every movie I do. So I'm kind of able to work now. But, you know, I count my blessings. I'm very fortunate.
Absolutely. Well, I completely agree. And people can pick up, fantastic book. People can pick up this book, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal. Pick up that on your website, kevinsorbo.net, as well as Abel's Field on your website as well. Kevin, I could not thank you enough for joining us. I know we're running out of time. I could not thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on. I would love to have you back on again soon.
I would love to. I just finished another movie called God's Not Dead, which will be in theaters in September. So I hope we can get on and talk about that one as well. And I would like to give it a throw to another movie, a faith-based movie I did called What If. People can go to the whatifmovie.com to get John Ratzenberger's in there with me. People I'm here from Cliff from Cheers. Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And Debbie Ryan plays my daughter. She's on a Disney show. And it's another great movie. And I would love people to follow me on Twitter. Give a look at KSORBS, K-S-O-R-B-S, at KSORBS, and keep up with what's going on. And kevinsorbo.net, just getting those plugs in there, guys. Check out what's going on.
Perfect, perfect. And, Kevin, we just have one quick question in the chat room.
Sure, go
Chris
for it.
Chris wants to know if you still lift.
I work out every day still, yeah. I built a very nice gym in my house because, you know, I got three kids now. I got boys 11 and 8, little girl 7, and I want to spend as much time at home as I can. So instead of driving to the gym and working on driving back and wasting those 2 hours there, I have the kids come in and work out with me. And I don't lift heavy anymore. And, you know, I still tried to lift on Hercules, but the last 2 years were tough. You know, I couldn't really do that much. And you can see the difference. I went from 235 pounds down about 215 pounds in those last 2 years. And, you know, then I got Andromeda after that, and I was kind of grateful anyway that I didn't have to lift heavy anymore. But I still like working out. That's still, you know, physical education is just, I mean, physical workouts and all that are still something that, you know, very near and dear to me, and I need to do it. I feel I need it, and it's just something I'll never stop doing.
Right. Absolutely. Again, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. I cannot wait to have you back on in the future. Let's do this again real soon, and I definitely want to cover the new films you have coming out. That'd be great.
Fantastic. Abel's Field, guys, check it out, Abel's Field, abelsfield.com, and you can see what's going on there.
Perfect. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a good one.
And that was actor Kevin Sorbo. I apologize if we weren't able to get to all the phone calls tonight. We had some we were limited on our time with Kevin tonight. He had an interview that he had to get to about 4 minutes ago, so we do appreciate him staying with us for a few extra minutes. He's a great guy. I've watched tons of interviews with him in the past, and I could tell what a great guy he was from those interviews, and I'm even more confirmed with that, even having him on the show. Such a pleasure having him on. Please check out, like you said, Abel. It's spelled A-B-E-L. A-B-E-L. You can check it at abelsfield.com, like you said. His website, kevinsorbo.net. Check out that. You can follow him on Twitter as well and like his Facebook page as well. Thank you all so much for joining us again. I really appreciate you. Good night.